To Kill a Dragon. Chapter 1. The Gathering Storm. A dragon had awoken in the kingdom of Aldoria, nestled among towering peaks and whispering forests. Its wrath knew no bounds as it laid waste to villages, cloaking the land in fear. A call was made in the heart of Aldoria, within the grand hall of King Alderaan. Heroes from far and wide were summoned to embark on a quest to etch their names in the annals of history, to slay the dragon that threatened their world. Among those who answered the call were four unlikely companions. Sojan, the skilled female wizard whose mastery of the arcane was unmatched. Gropo, the brave male dwarf fighter whose axe had felled countless foes. Gizala, the cunning female gnome thief, known for her quick fingers and quicker wits. And Gretchen, the valiant female paladin, whose faith was as unyielding as her sword. Chapter 2. Through the Whispering Woods. As the first light of dawn painted the sky in hues of gold and crimson, a band of intrepid adventurers set forth on their quest, threading their way through the enigmatic expanse of Whispering Woods. The ancient trees, shrouded in mist, seemed to murmur secrets of a bygone era, their leaves dancing to the silent tunes of the unseen. Yet, this tranquility was a prelude to the tempest awaiting them. It wasn't long before the serenity of the forest was shattered by the guttural snarls of menace. From the shadowy underbrush emerged a band of orcs, their eyes aglow with a malevolent fire, their muscles taut with the promise of violence. They bore the scars of countless battles, and their presence seemed to suffuse the air with an aura of dread. With roars that echoed like thunderclaps through the forest, the orcs charged, their heavy boots causing the earth to tremble. Each orc wielded weapons forged in the dark forges of their homeland, their edges cruel and thirsting for blood. The adventurers braced for the impact, their hearts steeling against the onslaught. The clash was titanic, a symphony of steel and sorcery. Each blow from the orcs was a testament to their immense strength and malice, a force so potent it seemed to shake the very foundations of the earth. Yet, in this maelstrom of chaos, the adventurers moved with a grace born of unshakable resolve. The paladin Gretchen stood as an unyielding bulwark, his shield absorbing the brunt of the orcs' fury, her sword singing a deadly counterpoint to the orcs' guttural cries. Beside her, Sojan, the mage, wove spells of fire and ice with a dancer's grace, her incantations hurling orbs of destruction amidst the orcs, her magic a beacon of light in the shadowed woods. Flitting through the shadows, Gizala, the rogue, struck with the precision of a serpent, his daggers finding the chinks in the orc's armor, his movements a blur of deadly intent. And towering above them all, Gropo, the dwarven berserker, unleashed his fury, his axes a whirlwind of death, each strike cleaving through orcish flesh as though it were but chaff. The battle raged, a tempest of fury and valor. With each passing moment, the adventurers' synergy became their strength, their bravery turning the tide. For all their brute force, the orcs could not withstand the unity of purpose that bound the adventurers together. One by one, the orcs fell, their roars of anger fading into whimpers of defeat. The earth, which had trembled with their charge, now lay silent, witnessing their fall. As the last orc crumbled, the adventurers stood victorious, their breaths coming in ragged gasps, their bodies bearing the marks of the battle. Yet, in their eyes shone the light of triumph, a testament to their courage, teamwork, and the indomitable spirit that had carried them through. The battle in Whispering Woods was a chapter in their saga, a testament to the challenges they had overcome and the trials yet to come. But for now, they stood together, united in victory, their spirits unbroken, ready to face whatever adventures lay ahead. Chapter 3. The Bridge of Bones. As the adventurers ascended the rugged slopes of the Mountain of Trials, a dense fog enveloped them, obscuring the path ahead. The air grew chill, and an ominous silence fell upon the land. In this eerie quiet, they first heard the thunderous footsteps, each step a harbinger of the looming threat. Suddenly, figures of immense size and terrifying visages emerged from the mist. Trolls, their skin as brutal as the mountain stone, and their eyes burning with a malevolent fire. With roars that echoed like thunder through the valleys, they charged, wielding clubs large enough to shatter boulders. The adventurers readied themselves, their resolve steeling against the impending onslaught. The trolls struck with a force that seemed to make the earth tremble beneath their feet, their clubs swinging in arcs of destruction. Sojan, with a calmness that belied the chaos around her, began to weave her magic, her hands drawing intricate symbols in the air. A shimmering barrier of arcane energy appeared, absorbing the brunt of a troll's club, dispersing its force like light through a prism. In that moment, Groppo leaped forward, his axe a silver flash in the dim light. With a bellow of defiance, he struck, his axe biting deep into the troll's leg, drawing a roar of pain. Gisala, ever the shadow in the battle, moved unseen, her small form darting between the legs of the trolls. She found her mark, her daggers slipping through the cracks in their stone-like skin, her attacks precise and deadly. Each strike was a whisper, yet each whispered strike brought a troll to its knees. Gretchen, her armor alight with the divine radiance of her faith, stood as a beacon of hope among her companions. She moved with purpose, her sword raised high. With a ferocity battle cry rivaling the trolls, she charged, her blade glowing with celestial energy. Where it struck, light followed, cutting through the darkness, cutting through despair. The battle raged, a maelstrom of steel, magic, and will. Each blow from the trolls was met with the unyielding courage of the adventurers. The earth shook with the violence of their clash. Yet it was not just the physical strength of the trolls that the adventurers faced, but the malice behind each strike, a malice that sought to extinguish the light of hope. Yet, in this dance of battle, where each movement was a stroke of survival, the adventurers moved as one. Soyhan's spells shielded and struck with precision. Groppo's axe hewed a path of defiance. Gisala's daggers found the shadows within the stone, and Gretchen's faith was the light that guided them through the darkness. One by one, the trolls fell, their roars fading into groans, their strength waning under the relentless assault of unity and bravery. As the last troll collapsed, the fog lifted, revealing the path forward, a testament to their victory. In the aftermath, the adventurers stood together, their breaths heavy, their bodies bearing battle marks, but their eyes shone the unquenchable fire of victory, a fire forged in the crucible of their courage and teamwork. They had faced the formidable might of the trolls and emerged triumphant, their spirits unbroken, their resolve only strengthened. The battle on the mountain of trials was. It was still one chapter in their journey, yet it was a chapter that spoke volumes of their bravery, their unity, and their indomitable will to press on together against whatever darkness lay ahead. Chapter 4. The Lair of Shadows. The Lair of Shadows lived up to its name. An oppressive silence clung to the air, broken only by the ragged breaths of the adventurers and the drip-drip of unseen water. Sojan, her staff crackling with arcane energy, led the way, her eyes narrowed against the oppressive gloom. Behind her, Groppo, his axe glinting in the faint light, thumped his chest in a war chant, his defiance a flickering spark in the darkness. Gisala, nimble and silent, clung to the shadows, a wraith ready to strike. Gretchen, shield raised, held the rear, a beacon of unwavering faith in the face of the unknown. Then the chamber opened, revealing a sight that stole their breath. A colossal dragon, scales shimmering like obsidian under the faint glow of bioluminescent fungi, coiled amidst a hoard of gold and jewels. Its reptilian eyes, pools of molten gold, locked onto them and the silence shattered. A guttural roar, deep and primal, shook the very stones. Gropo, ever the warrior, charged, a battle cry tearing from his throat. The dragon, unfazed, unleashed a torrent of flame. Gropo, with a dwarven bellow, raised his shield, the flames searing it black but failing to halt his charge. He swung his axe, a glint of defiance against the dragon's immensity. The blow landed, a metallic clang echoing in the chamber, but barely left a mark on the dragon's hide. Sohan, her voice ringing with power, unleashed an arc of lightning. The bolt struck the dragon true, its scales flaring momentarily before the beast shrugged it off. But the distraction was enough. Gizala, a blur of motion, darted forward, her daggers flashing. She landed a series of quick, precise strikes, exploiting chinks in the dragon's armor. Each blow drew a hiss of pain, but the dragon was far from vanquished. It whipped its tail, sending Gizala flying. She landed hard, but with a grimace, she was up again, her spirit unbroken. Gretchen, her voice booming with righteous fury, charged forward. She raised her shield, deflecting a gout of flame, and swung her holy blade. The blade, imbued with divine light, carved a shallow wound on the dragon's leg. The dragon roared in pain and fury, directing attention to the paladin. It lunged, snapping its jaws, but Gretchen, nimble as a dancer despite her heavy armor, rolled aside, the dragon's teeth snapping harmlessly where she once stood. The battle raged on, a desperate dance of life and death. Gropo, battered but unyielding, provided a shield for the others, his war cries echoing defiantly. Gizala, a whirlwind of steel, landed blow after blow, each chipping away at the dragon's strength. Sohan, her spells weaving a tapestry of light and power, harried the beast, her focus unwavering. And Gretchen, a pillar of faith and courage, stood her ground, her blade flashing, a beacon of hope in the oppressive darkness. But the dragon was a creature of immense power. Its scales, though scratched and dented, remained largely impenetrable. Its fire scorched the air, and its claws tore at the adventurers, leaving bloody trails. Fatigue gnawed at them, hope dwindling with each passing moment. Could they possibly defeat this ancient terror? As Gropo stumbled, his axe slipping from his grasp, despair threatened to consume them. But then, Sohan, her eyes blazing with newfound resolve, raised her staff. Chanting in an ancient tongue, she unleashed a spell of blinding light. The chamber erupted in radiance, momentarily stunning the dragon. In that instant, Gizala, with a desperate lunge, plunged a vial of shimmering liquid into a wound on the dragon's leg. The vial shattered, releasing a noxious green mist that spread rapidly. The dragon roared in agony, its eyes watering, its movements faltering. Seizing the opportunity, Gretchen charged, her holy blade glowing brighter than ever. With a cry that echoed through the chamber, she plunged the blade deep into the dragon's chest. A final, earth-shattering roar, and the dragon crumpled, its immense body shaking the very foundations of the lair of shadows. Silence descended, heavy and thick. The adventurers, battered and bruised but alive, stood amidst the dragon's horde, the air thick with the stench of victory and the lingering echo of an epic battle. They had faced a creature of legend and emerged victorious, their courage and teamwork overcoming seemingly insurmountable odds. In the oppressive darkness of the lair of shadows, a flicker of hope had been ignited, a testament to the unwavering spirit of those who dared to challenge the impossible. Chapter 5. The Fall of the Dragon. In the end, it was their unity that proved the dragon's undoing. With a final, concerted effort, they struck the beast down, its roar of agony echoing through the lair as it collapsed, defeated. As they emerged from the lair of shadows, the adventurers were met with the light of dawn, painting the sky in hues of gold and crimson. They had faced unimaginable dangers and emerged victorious, bound together by a bond forged in battle. Their quest had ended, but their legend was just beginning. Songs of their bravery and tales told of their epic journey would be sung, for they were the Dragon's Bane, heroes of Eldoria, whose deeds would be remembered for generations to come. And thus, the land was freed from the dragon's tyranny, and peace returned to its people. The adventurers went their separate ways, each carrying memories of a quest that had changed their lives forever. But the bonds they had formed would never be broken, for they had stood together against the darkness and triumphed.
Four souls set forth, a band of might, to slay the beast and claim the light. So hand the witch with spells ablaze, grow pole the dwarf in fiery haze. Chisel a thief with
with cars.